Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day three of ISC 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Absen, the LED company. So you can find them at absen.com. Today, I have my guest here.
Jeff Boccaccio.
Hey, with DPL Labs. Welcome.
Well, great to be here today.
Yeah, it's. I'm hoping that day three won't be terrible. We still have a fourth day. I'm not used to it myself. I usually go to like a three-day trade show. So yeah. Fourth day, we got to have like, instead of 3 cups of coffee, maybe 10 cups of coffee. So, just tell me a little bit about DPL Labs.
DPL Labs is a test and measurements company. We primarily deal with high-speed interface testing. We capitalize primarily on HDMI. I've been doing it now since the beginning, about 10 years now. And we're a third-party testing lab. We're not HDMI. We work on our own. And we did that primarily because in the early days of HDMI, as many people probably know, it wasn't exactly a smooth road. It was rather bumpy. And because of the interoperability issues that happened during that time period, we, as an engineering company, which is called Envisions Technologies, that's our engineering firm, and we were building HDMI and DPI products, and we did a great job with these. We knew exactly what we were doing, yet when they got in the field, problems existed.
How long has the company been around, by the way?
Almost 10 years now.
10 years? Okay.
And now Envisions has been around almost 20 years. Okay, so we've been doing it for quite some time. But the interoperability turned out to be a black eye for HDMI in a way, because they got coined the phrase plug and pray.
Plug and pray.
Yeah, that was the phrase.
Bad.
It's pretty bad. And they're still using it today. And it was the guys in our industry here, especially the people here at ISC, who this is their livelihood. This is how they make their living. And you know, when you're relying on an interface, and video is so important today in all of these technologies that people are doing. And the only interface you're going to see is going to be HDMI. So if the interface is not functional, they are either trying to get out of a jam, cannot finish their jobs. And so we fell into that because we were building the product. And finally we decided we would start investigating why this was happening. And over the course of a couple of years, we finally realized that it was primarily the details of the interface that was causing it. And the interface is deep. Everyone thinks the interface is strictly bandwidth centric, and it's not.
Were those only hurdles that you as a company have overcome or had to overcome?
Well, it wasn't necessarily overcoming them. It was trying to discover them.
Got it. Okay.
Okay? Because they were happening time and time again. Our phones rang off the hook. and we weren't even DPL at the time. We were just still an Envisions engineering firm. And then finally, it got so big, it got so massive, that we decided maybe we should start another company and provide a service to the industry as a test and measurements company. Test and measurements companies are hard to work with in a way because it's very expensive to do that. It's not like a manufacturing company or even an integrator. A test and measurements company requires not only the talent and the education, but also requires a very, very high level of test equipment. And the equipment can range anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million to do that. And most people don't want to put those kind of resources into what they did. However, as an engineering firm, we already had that. So we didn't have to reinvest into doing this just to start a new test and measurements company. And so the thought came in and said, okay, why don't we just start our own?
Yeah, so it worked out for you guys.
We had the equipment, right? And we started doing that. And we started doing it big. And what I may say big is that we didn't just stay in the lab and just look at things. That was not going to do it. We went on the road. We literally went to people's homes.
Is that common for...
No, they never do that. No test and measurements company does that. But the issues were happening on site, and there's so many different sites and so many different configurations. Walk through the show, and you'll know what I mean. There are so many different products. There's so many different setups. And we had to actually go out there, and when we found one that was giving us a fail, we'd go out there and by way of test and measurements and by way of troubleshooting, we were able to determine what that came to.
How often were you guys on the road doing that?
Too often. In fact, it got crazy because it was the cost to do that was high. Like I said, the cost to do this was very high. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have any revenue coming in. I mean, we're doing it basically on our own, weekends, trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
But then finally, when we realized where the problems were, and the problems were multifaceted, because HDMI has a specification that they follow. It's a very good specification for the interface. However, what we found was that the variables within the specification that manufacturers were offering to their customers were a little bit wider than what they should have been.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to build a whole new specification within our company that would allow us to be able to troubleshoot this problem and solve the plug and pray.
Sure,
okay?
Yeah.
And we did. We were able to build the thing, we called it an argumentative matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just going down a line of different specifications, whether it be resolutions or inter-pair SKU numbers, or these are the numbers we deal with, instead, we took all of those numbers. We computed them into a very complex algorithm that allowed us to take it and make it into an argumentative matrix. And what that does is it takes every attribute of the interface. It measures it and makes a call. It depends and takes that call and compares it to another part of the interface. And this goes on and on throughout the interface, okay? And it happens very rapidly.
Sure.
But the end result, okay, gives us a score that makes products that pass that mark extremely high in performance and relatively immune almost to interoperability problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where DPL started, and that's we've been doing that for 10 years.
Cool. And then if someone wants to understand everything, for example, if they're new to the industry and really want to understand some of the more technical details, do you guys offer classes?
Yes, we do. We do a lot of presentations around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is our first time here at ISE.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How are you enjoying it?
And well, I just got here, and today we're gonna get out there, and we're gonna see all of our accounts. We have a lot of accounts here already that are presenting. In fact, they're the ones who really pushed me to come, and we should, because this show is getting so exciting.
It's getting really big.
It's really
adding
big.
Adding halls.
Yeah.
It's 80,000 people.
This is going to be the new CES. I think I see this coming to be
CES
for our
huge
industry. It's going to be the new CES,
and
by seeing the excitement that goes on here. We'll probably end up doing courses here eventually.
Mm-hmm.
We already do them at CES.
Would you do it on your own, or would you do it maybe with Avixa?
We do it in conjunction with some of our accounts, our members.
Okay.
Our members have the right to do that. As a member, they get all kinds of bennies.
Mm-hmm.
Bennies in engineering, bennies in product development.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, our laboratory basically now belongs to, in a way, to all of our members. So if a member says, geez, I want to try this, they can't afford to do it. They can't. They're not going to afford to even pay somebody to do it.
Right.
But they could ship it to DPL, which we're in Florida, USA, and we will take that product and we'll measure it for them and say, look, this is wrong. You got to fix this, 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 and this. Send it back. And then they go back and forth and back and forth. And finally, when we see it's sweet, we say, make it. Right, so it elevates the quality of these products, and we do that in courses. We do them in our lab.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small classroom in the labs, and we also do it on the road. And we do it in, like I said, in CES. A lot of our members, a lot of our partners in China. We do it twice a year in China at the Hong Kong Fair area, and we do it while we're there. We also do another one, a long one, 7.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Presentation, yeah, I get beat. Wow. I get beat by the end
of
the
day. Is that one class or is it
one class?
Wow.
One class. And these Chinese are absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are so nice. They're so attentive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so hungry. They're so hungry for information. And I'm up there for 7.5 hours going through this whole thing, right? And at the end of that, Q&A, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not one person left. Now, you know, there was 262 people there.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people.
They
lined up for Q&A. You know, it was
even
amazing.
After
7.5 hours. But
good.
You know, their strength is, you know, a lot of people will not give them a lot of kudos many times. You know, but when you know them, you meet them, you understand what they're doing. You know, you want to help them, and they're trying. We're over there helping them design their own testing facilities on production. On some of the key players. And that's where it's going to go.
And then if someone wanted to reach out and you said test equipment or have equipment tested by you guys, how would they reach out to you? Where can they find you online?
Yeah, you can direct to the website, which is dpllabs.com. Very simple. There's an info button there, and they hit that info button, it comes right into the lab. And if you want to ask questions about it, or you want to get some information about other products, or you want to learn about testing for yourself, you know, we'd be more than happy to help you. When you see the cost, you'll probably shy away from it. But the technology is there. The equipment gets changed pretty much every year. And now with the new revision coming, there's a new revision now appearing, which is 2.1. And they're looking at now an increase of bandwidth up to 48 gigs. That's going to change the rules. And we're already converting our systems over to that now.
So you're up to date and you know what's going on.
We try to keep on top of it, yes, every day.
Sure. So do you have any social medias? Does the company have social
medias? No, we don't. We don't.
We're strictly on the website.
Yep.
Got it. And then I will promote on social medias, though. So I'm at on Twitter. So at Barella Victoria _. You can also find Rave Pubs there. You can find this podcast as well as other podcasts on ravepubs.com/IAC2018. I just want to remind the listeners that our podcasts at IAC this week are all sponsored by Epson, the LED company. Thanks, guys. Any last words?
Last words. Have a great show here.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you.